The growing death toll of the coronavirus pandemic paired with weeks of social isolation across the country is damaging the nation's morale, but that all might be about to change. Hear how the U.S. plans to combat our collective sense of dread with a brand new national pump-up anthem. And later, using a baseball pitching machine to fire an apple straight into your mouth. Could the risks outweigh the benefits? I'll ask my neighbor as soon as he regains consciousness. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Now's the time to take off that mask and breathe in some of this sweet, sweet news. So stay with us.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
It's the greatest country in the United States, in the world!
If you think you've heard that song before, it's because you have. That's right, it's the new national pump-up anthem the U.S. government has started playing regularly throughout the day at full volume across the country to combat the growing listlessness and disillusionment that citizens have been experiencing during these trying times. OPR's Marcy Hammond joins us now with more. Marcy, I gotta admit, this song really slaps.
Well, that's exactly what the U.S. government was hoping you'd think. The pump-up anthem is called Hey, Hey, America, and more than $400 million was allocated to creating the upbeat banger, all in an effort to reinvigorate an American populace that has been slowly sinking into a funk of inactivity and cynicism. I spoke with New Jersey Representative Donald Norcross, who headed up the special congressional committee tasked with creating the kick-ass jam.
We just wanted to inspire the millions of Americans feeling directionless and despondent to jump up from their couches, desks, or automobiles and walk out into the street to dance their cares away. From a safe distance, of course. And we encourage all Americans to participate, no matter how young or old. You can tap your toes, snap your fingers, rhythmically sway back and forth, or even have a full-out headbanging jam sesh during the entire blistering 3-minute guitar solo.
And the anthem has already started playing simultaneously through tens of thousands of giant speakers set up across the country. Morning, afternoon, and night, the fun bassline and repetitive drum beats echo for hundreds of miles, several times a day, from coast to coast.
Quite the feat. Well, I know I could certainly use the extra pep in my step, but how are other Americans reacting to the new pump-up anthem?
Well, overall, reactions have been positive. Here are a few people I spoke with.
Oh, I absolutely love it. It's been a great distraction from my otherwise pointless existence.
I didn't think I'd like having the same song blaring from speakers several times a day, but now it's the only time I actually feel like I'm a part of something greater than myself.
This fucking song makes it impossible for me to focus on anything, and I think it's putting weird thoughts into my head about submitting to authority. I don't know, but it's driving me crazy.
Well, I sure am crazy for this song, too. But Marcy, as the young man pointed out, there has been some criticism of the greatest song ever made.
Yeah.
How are government officials responding to rumors that the anthem contains subliminal messages of nationalism, conformity, and subordination?
Well, they say that these conspiracy theories should be put to rest once everyone learns the coordinated dance that goes along with the pump-up anthem remix when it's released next month. But until then, just obey.
Oh, you know I will.
Let's go,
America. Oh, it must be 3 a.m.
Oh, I hear it too.
Let's get up and dance for the country, Marcy. Woo, yeah.
Fucking mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Shake it up. Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Shake it up, Marcy. Woo, you got the move. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. We'll be back in a moment. USA! USA! USA!
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't know about you, but thanks to all that shouting, I'm feeling pretty good. Time for that to change. Here's what else you need to know today. A panicked coronavirus is reportedly really freaking out today after accidentally killing hundreds of thousands of people. Those close to the virus say things weren't supposed to go down like this and just kind of went sideways before getting out of hand. It's reported that, despite a lack of intent, COVID could face up to 100,000 counts of manslaughter for its negligent actions. And good news for all you foodies out there, Monsanto has unveiled a new all-skin lemon for maximum zesting. And the best part is that, unlike a normal lemon, this new modification is about the same size as a cantaloupe, so you won't be running out of zest anytime soon. And an interesting new study out of UC Santa Cruz has found that seeing the skin melt off your hands and reveal the bones beneath is still the best indication that you're about to have a bad acid trip. Which frankly explains a lot for me right now. Better wrap this up quick. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. We know the news doesn't stop just because this podcast does, no matter how much we beg and plead, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And don't forget to subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. Otherwise, I'm going to throw a tantrum right here in front of everyone, and it's not going to be pretty. It'll be embarrassing for you and for me, and it's best we just not get to that point, so just go do it. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow.